This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Opposition parties obstructed yesterday's House proceedings demanding resignation of Home Minister and formation of a high-level probe commission to investigate on visit visa scandal. Supreme Court orders not to implement the decision to suspend the no-objection certificate to Korea. Kamirita Sherpa breaks his own record by summiting Sagarmatha 31 times. And United States halts student visa appointments and plans expanded social media vetting. Now, the news in detail. Yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives was postponed due to protest by opposition parliamentarians. The postponement was announced by Federal Parliament Secretary General Padma Prasad Pandey, who issued a formal notice citing special reasons. Tensions escalated early in the session when lawmakers from major opposition parties, including CPN Maoist Centre, Rashtriya Swatantra Party and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, stood in protest as the meeting commenced. The parliamentarians are demanding the formation of a high-level probe commission to investigate the ongoing visa scandal and the resignation of Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak. The House of Representatives will reconvene today with hopes that both sides can come to an agreement to move forward with legislative proceedings. With the obstruction, the schedule of Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel to present the economic survey was also affected. Earlier, Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Paudel had briefed President Ramchandra Paudel about the budget for the fiscal year 2025-26. As per the constitutional provision, the government is presenting the budget in the Federal Parliament on the 29th of May. According to the President's personal secretariat, Finance Minister Paudel reached Sitil Nivas and briefed the head of the state regarding the budget. Meanwhile, both houses of the Federal Parliament are convening their meetings today. The Federal Parliament Secretariat has prepared a tentative agenda for today's meeting. According to the agenda, Chairperson of the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee, Ram Hari Khatioda, is scheduled to present the report of the Federal Civil Service Bill 2080, among others. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli visited the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology in Babarmahal yesterday to review the department's meteorological forecasting and early warning systems in preparation for the upcoming monsoon season. During his visit, the Prime Minister emphasized the importance of communicating weather reports, weather forecast in a simpler, more accessible language that will be easily understood by the general public. He also stressed the need for a collaboration between the local authorities, security agencies and the media to accelerate efforts aimed at minimizing potential losses during the monsoon. Director General of the Department, Kamal Ram Joshi, assured the Prime Minister that the department would fully utilize available resources to ensure effective forecasting and response. In the meantime, the Ministry of Health and Population has initiated preparations to prevent and control potential pandemics during the upcoming monsoon season. Health Minister Pradeep Paudel convened a meeting with health officers yesterday to discuss strategies for managing infections and diseases that may arise during the rainy season. The meeting resulted in 6 key decisions aimed at strengthening preparedness. Minister Paudel directed officials to identify potential problem areas in advance to ensure timely responses. The Supreme Court has issued an interim order asking the government not to immediately implement the government's decision to suspend the No Objection Certificate, NOC, to go for studies in South Korea. A single bench of Justice Sunil Pokharel yesterday issued the order. The order states that the decision to suspend the NOC for students who have completed the entire process and received scholarships will cause irreparable harm to them, so the decision should not be implemented until the final decision on the writ petition is taken. The order also asks for a written response from the government along with reasons within 15 days. The 63rd meeting of the Investment Board Nepal has formed a task force to present an appropriate alternative for the establishment of chemical fertilizer factory in the country. The meeting, held under the chair of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers yesterday, decided to constitute a task force to recommend a proper option to the board by reviewing the comprehensive feasibility study report on the establishment of the chemical fertilizer factory in Nepal, along with several important decisions aimed at boosting economic development and enhancing project efficiency. Three people lost their lives and two others sustained injuries after a jeep plunged about 80 meters off the road in Jagannath Rural Municipality in Bajura District. According to the District Police Office Bajura, 28-year-old Ravindra Dhami from Badimalika Municipality in Bajura, an employee of Radio Nepal's Kala Jagra Relay Station, was among those who died in the accident. The injured are currently undergoing treatment at Kulti Basic Hospital. Kami Rita Sherpa, the legendary mountaineer, has successfully reached the summit of Sagarmatha for the 31st time, further extending his world record for most ascents of the world's highest peak. 55-year-old Sherpa of Thame Solukhumbu broke his record after reaching the top of the world's tallest peak at 4 a.m. yesterday. Last year, he set a record by scaling Sagarmatha for the 29th and 30th time. As per the Department of Tourism, the climbing season to scale Sagarmatha has concluded since yesterday, and around 500 people scaled the world's highest peak this season. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey asserted that conservation of mountains is the common responsibility of all of us. Inaugurating the first ever International Everest Summiteers Summit 2025, yesterday, Minister Pandey emphasized the need to conserve the mountain and mountain cultures for future generations. On the occasion, he extended special honor to Sherpa communities, guides, rescue team, and everyone who has been tirelessly serving in the Himalayan region, acknowledging their devotion in making mountain travel safer, more nature-conscious, and more meaningful. The National Vigilance Center, NVC, has submitted its annual report for fiscal year 2024-25 to Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. NVC Secretary Sarju Kumar Baidya presented the report to the Prime Minister at a program organized at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singhadarai yesterday. The report mentions that the NVC has been working on regulation and monitoring, including surprise inspections, to make the service delivery from public bodies effective in order to eradicate corruption and maintain good governance, according to the objectives of the 16th Plan. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for an international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration has ordered embassies to stop scheduling appointments for student visas as it prepares to expand social media vetting of such applicants. In a copy of a memo sent to diplomatic post, Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the pause would last until further guidance is issued. The message said social media vetting would be stepped up for student and foreign exchange visas, which could have significant implications for embassies and consulates. It comes amid Trump's feud with some America's most elite colleges, which he believes are too left-wing. He says some of them have enabled anti-Semitism on campus and uphold discriminatory admission policies. The diplomatic cable also said the State Department was preparing for an expansion of required social media screening and vetting applicable to all student visa applicants. Harvard University has been the focal point of President Donald Trump's ire. If the measure is allowed, it could deliver a devastating blow to the university, with more than one-fourth of students are foreign. Now, the general weather forecast for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has stated that due to the influence of westerly and local winds, along with some moisture-laden winds coming from the Bay of Bengal and the Arabian Sea, the weather today is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in Lumbini and Karnali province, along with the hilly regions, and mainly fair to partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Lumbini province, along with the hilly regions, and at one or two places of the rest of the country, with chances of light rain or snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 18 to 20 degrees and maximum temperature is likely to hover around 28 to 30 degrees Celsius today. That brings us close to the end of this news bulletin. But before we conclude, let's have a quick reminder of the headlines again. Opposition parties obstruct House proceedings, demanding resignation of Home Minister and formation of a high-level probe commission to investigate on visit visa scandal. Supreme Court orders not to implement the decision to suspend the no-objection certificate to Korea. Kamilita Sherpa breaks his own record by submitting Sagarmatha 31 times, and United States halts student visa appointments and plans expanded social media vetting. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us, I beg your pardon, our next bulletin will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.